The e-voucher program is a proper approach, so a woman who wants to get the service, they can get free of charge. So it would enable us to reach the underserved community here in Ethiopia.
And how does the program operate?
The program is being operated in different ways. First of all, we have community volunteers and community civic associations. We are partnering with them, and we are selecting volunteers who can distribute the voucher. So we provide them a training, and we have providing them, the cell phone. They have distributing the vouchers.
How do people get access to the vouchers? Do they have to call in to Maristops? And do you have enough mobile phones in the country to make that program effective?
Actually, it is a year since we have initiated this e-voucher program. We may not have a good number of cell phones just to distribute for each and everyone. So the voucher distributors, they are going home to home, organizing community forums, a cultural coffee ceremony. So that coffee ceremony will serve us as an opportunity to discuss about fine planning. And if the discussant wants to get any services and she can't afford, then she will be eligible for this e-voucher program. So from that perspective, we have doing these things at very micro level, and we are learning out of that, and then we are planning just to scale up and expanding based on the lessons that we are going to draw from this voucher program interventions.
So if I understand you right, you use the coffee ceremonies to distribute the vouchers to people who have need. So how many days is the voucher valid for, and how do people go about redeeming it?
Using the coffee ceremony is one of the many approaches, actually. We are using the universities, we are using home-to-home, so the system whereby we can get clients for a voucher program. So the redemption will be within 2 weeks, from 2 weeks to 1 month. So if a woman doesn't show up within the 1 month, the voucher will be expired. So all those things will be explained and clarified while the voucher is being distributed to clients.
So tell me, like, I get the e-voucher, then what's next?
Once the e-voucher is issued, and the number will be automatically transferred to the clinic where the woman wants to get the services. So the woman will be given that code, and she will go with that code, and she will show up, and then she will show the code to the service providers. Before she show up there, the number will be transferred to the center where she could get that. That's why I just call it e-voucher.
So what kind of services are they provided for at the clinics?
Well, just family planning, particularly in the long term, the ICD, and then implants.
Does it go only for women, or men are also given e-vouchers?
Right now we have just focusing on the women, but we are thinking on how can we address men in the e-voucher program in the near future.
And among the women, which particular age group do you cater for mostly?
It's around an average of 20-22.
And what percentage do they form of your clientele?
An estimate might be 6% in one particular centers where the e-voucher program isn't taking place.
You said you started it about a year ago. Let's talk about before and after, the results, I mean.
This e-voucher has helped us to bring as many clients as possible. For example, I can mention as an example one of the centers where we initiated the e-voucher. After the e-voucher, the number of clients that are coming to the center is increasing by 20-25%.